the head of the world's largest body of Islamic nations, today urged Thailand to stick to its soft approach in resolving a bloody insurgency in the Muslim majority far south. Ekmaledin Insalagu, Secretary General of the Organisation of the Islamic Conference, was speaking after talks with Foreign Minister Nicha Pigabogam. Prime Minister Surya Chilanon has shed the hardline policies of his predecessor Thaksin Shinawat, who was deposed in a bloodless coup in September 2006. But the gun and bomb attacks on both Muslims and Buddhists have intensified. In the latest attack, suspected Muslim militants beheaded a 30-year-old Buddhist man, shot dead his 14-year-old nephew, and set both bodies on fire in a Muslim village. Vice-Chancellor of St John's University in the Thai capital Bangkok is Chanarong Montevecchianchai. He says the attacks have become an almost daily occurrence and argues that the government is in fact struggling to cope with the violence.
The violence in the south has been going on, and it is a kind of daily news at the moment. It is also true that this is clear failure of the interim government. They just cannot cope with the violence in the south. And it is also true that it is done by the Muslim insurgent. It is similar now to what we normally hear from a country like Iraq. But it is also true that it is still confined to the three southernmost provinces of Thailand, namely Pattani, Yala, and Narathiwat.